Well, thanks for taking a chance and pushing on a link like this, because this is a very awkward subject that Brad and I have not known how to talk about with some folks. So we thought we'd invite some of you in on it, if that'd be okay. And that involves some of the financial realities of this expanding podcast and the bandwidth we're taking and some of the things that are involved in helping this podcast become what we think we want it to become, and encouraging brothers and sisters to be on this journey and having some resources to go on that together. Up till now, Brad and I have donated our time, and Livestream has underwritten all the costs of this experience. And we are at the point of wanting to talk about how we could, might, let other people be involved with us.
Yeah, I think one of the things that both Wayne and I have been really committed to is being able to provide this as just sort of a front door experience without charging anything.
Or even raising the issue of money.
Yeah, I think it's been really important, because we want to be able to just allow people. I mean, there's folks that have clicked on from Iran or China or whatever. We want to make this accessible to folks and allow God to breathe on this. But the reality is that there are some underlying costs, and those need to be covered.
And so we want to talk to some of you about the best way to do that. I invite you to pray with us, because we've gone all the way from soliciting contributions, which we wouldn't be thrilled about but would make available. We've thought in terms of a per-download kind of mentality. Not that we would ever charge for the downloads, and most people at the site would never see it. But people who were regular listeners might think in terms of, yeah, I'd give a couple of bucks per download and a monthly kind of check, or something we could even put on credit cards. It'd be automatically charged once a month. We could arrange that kind of thing if people thought it would be of interest.
Yeah, we've had a few folks that have just verbalized their desire to say, you know, how can we help you? And we figured that they're not alone. And so we wanted to just open the door and open the dialogue to say, if this is something that you are excited about and you want to help us accomplish this, then we simply wanted to open the chance to say, yeah, here's how you could do that.
And we'll be very clear, we don't want anybody to feel obligated or feel like I probably should because I listen a lot. We're actually trying to find, how can we tap people who would enjoy being involved with us, who for the opportunity to say, oh man, yeah, this would be something I'd want to put some money to help be available for other people. That's what we're looking to tap. So if you can help us do that, then, you know, our email stuff's on the website, our comment line, there's ways you could call us, and just not stuff we're going to run on air, because we're not going to talk about these issues on the air, but something that we could just have some dialogue with among some brothers and sisters that would say, yeah, I think this is a valuable resource, and it is on my heart to help you guys find a way to do it more effectively.